This time we'll have license status review. First one I have on the list, unless you go ahead and go first.
Okay. Good afternoon, Commissioner. Or good morning. Sorry, I'm used
good
to afternoon.
Well.
Matthew Smith.
Matthew Smith, present and represented. Could you come forward, please? Good day, sir.
Good morning.
Is the officer present? Come forward, please, sir. All that will testify, please raise your right hand. If you haven't previously been sworn. You're an attorney?
Yes, sir.
You'll need to be sworn. Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Solemnly swear the testimony that you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth self to God.
Yes,
thank you. Proceed, ma'am.
Matthew Smith, one new conviction, possession of 15 untagged striped bass, date of offense, March 13th, 2019, date of conviction, April 29th, 2019, Officer Kyle Jones. Here are his 2019-2018 licenses and permits. And his previous convictions.
Okay, thank you.
The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possession of untagged striped bass within a two-year period should result in at least a two-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest the Commission place Mr. Smith on probation for a period of 2 years from the date of this Commission meeting, July 23, 2019, through July 22, 2021. Any failure on Mr. Smith's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the two-year probation will result in Mr. Smith appearing before the Commission for a hearing on a license revocation.
Okay. Thank you. I forgot to ask your name for the record, please.
Jennifer Farmer.
Thank you, Ms. Farmer. Any questions for Ms. Farmer by members of the Commission?
No, sir.
All right. Officer Jones.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Proceed.
Yes, sir. On March 13th, 2019, myself and my partner were underway patrolling in the Chesapeake Bay, specifically checking gill netters for striped bass. Heading from the Smith Point direction towards the mouth of the Great Wicomico River, I noticed a skiff headed into the Great Wicomico River, and I moved to intercept the boat. Just before I reached the boat stopped, and as I arrived, I saw two individuals beginning to tag striped bass. As I approached, I recognized Mr. Smith, and I instructed him to stop tagging the fish and went ahead and inspected his catch. At the time, he had a large number of striped bass untagged in the boat. I asked Mr. Smith why the fish were not tagged, and he stated that he did not realize that he was going to be catching more fish than he had tags on the vessel. He stated he did have tags for the fish on shore in his vehicle, but he had not brought enough with him. And I asked why he had headed in without tagging the fish. He had stated that his brother was fishing nearby, and he wanted to see if his brother could use any of the fish that he had more than his tags available. At that time, I concluded that he had 15 fish over the tags that he had on board the vessel. I allowed him to tag the fish he had on board and confiscated the 15 striped bass that were over what he had of his tags in his possession. Afterwards, I followed Mr. Smith into his vehicle, confiscated 15 tags to go with the 15 confiscated fish, and issued him a summons for the 15 fish.
Yes, sir. Any questions of the officer by members of the commission? Mr. Zedrin?
What is the regulation about when you're supposed to tag the fish?
The VMRC regulation states that the fish must be tagged at the place of capture before leaving the place of capture.
Further question? Mr. Tankard?
I noted that you said you immediately recognized Mr. Smith. Have you had issues with Mr. Smith?
I've known Mr. Smith my entire life.
Is that on a friendly nature?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Further questions? Mr. France.
Yes. How many fish did he have in total?
Seven, sir. He had four fish tagged by the time I got to him, and in total, it's 79 fish.
Further question? Counselor, could you state your name for the record, please, sir?
I am Dave Bug with Rumsey and Bug in Irvington, Virginia.
Good to see you. Do you have any questions of the officer?
I do.
Officer
Jones, Mr. Smith was courteous and cooperative with you.
Absolutely.
And all the fish were legal fish?
Yes, sir.
And in fact, he did have enough tags back at the dock from his allotted number of tags. If he had taken enough, he could have tagged all the fish in the boat.
Yes, sir.
And he told you, he told you that the reason he didn't have enough tags is because he was surprised by how many fish he caught that day.
He did state that, yes, sir.
Thank you. That's all.
Would you like to make a statement, please? Or would you like to have your client testify?
I think
or
I'd
do
like
we have any questions of your client? Mr. Taggart?
My question is, why did we make way without the tagged fish, and then we decided to tag them once we realized we were under scrutiny?
Are you asking?
Yes.
I was running into my brother to see if he would take the fish, and I didn't know. I knew I had more fish than tags on the boat at the time when I was running, and I stopped to allow him to take the fish from me so he could tag them legally and everybody would go to the dock legally. Does that answer your question?
Mr. Taggart, follow up.
Now, I guess I'm confused as to why not use the tags you had on board like you were supposed to.
No excuse.
Is the question why they weren't tagged as they were removed? This is a gillnet operation. Is the question why they were not tagged as they were removed from the net?
I guess my question is why not tag as the law mandates?
Because they're so lively, sir. It's hard to handle a 30-pound fish when he's flipping and flopping around in the bottom of the boat.
Mr. Zedrin?
I asked the officer, what was the regulation? Did you hear him testify?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And so what does that mean to you?
It means I should be tagged before I leave the net.
And how long had you caught those fish before you took them to your brother's boat?
10 minutes.
So they were dead?
No. No, sir.
You have were they the live well?
No, sir.
When do you normally tag a fish?
When we get done fishing our nets.
Well, I mean, when you get back to the...
No, sir, no. Before we leave the fishing grounds, before we begin to run in to point of sale.
All right, and how many tags did you have on board?
67. Does that sound like? 64. 64.
All right, and so what is your reason why you didn't use those tags before you left the fishing ground?
I hadn't left the fishing ground. I had left the net, but I had not left the fishing ground. We were still in the middle of all the gill nets around.
I got a question for the officer.
Yes, sir.
You heard his testimony. Is that correct?
He was still in the vicinity of where all of the striped bass fishermen were fishing, but I would say a half mile from where he had been fishing the net. I didn't actually see him while he was fishing the net, but he came from a ways offshore, inshore, to where his brother was fishing.
All right. So when should he have used those tags?
In the best of my knowledge, it would have been after he pulled the fish from the net before he left the net.
All right, so is your testimony then that he was already out of the fishing area and should have tagged those fish already?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
I have one question.
Yes, sir.
How many fish did you tag before you saw the officer coming up to your boat?
I thought it was more than four. I thought it was closer to 20.
There's a big difference between 4 and 20.
Yes, sir.
Unless you're in a poem. Further questions?
I have one.
Mr. France?
Yes. Previous to that day, how many fish, I guess we'd know by reporting, but previous to that day, how many fish had you been averaging a day?
The day before, it was 300 pounds, and they've been running about a 20-pound average. So about a third of as many as I caught that day.
Thank you.
Further questions? Mr. Bug?
I'd like to speak to Mr. Smith's record. The regulations, or rather the statute regarding, actually it's a statute regarding revocation of license, talks about things like, was he cooperative or abusive to the officers? He clearly was. Has he damaged the fishery? He hasn't damaged the fishery. These were legal fish. If he'd had enough tags, it would not have been a problem. having caught fewer than 20 fish the day before and 60-some fish the next day, it is at least understandable. A miscalculation, should he have tagged the fish as he took them out of the net? Yes. And he paid the fine. It was over $800 for the fine and cost, so he's been punished for this. With regard to his record, he had three violations in 2003. That's 16 years ago when he was a young man. He had two violations in 2012, 7 years ago, and they were, first was crabbing in a crab sanctuary. In those days, I think the watermen had a hard time telling exactly where the boundaries were. He was fishing 250 pots, four were over the line. He paid the fine. The other charge, he had a pound net, and he had the license. The net was legal. He just did not post the license on the pound net, and so that he paid that fine. It was, all of these were prepayable. So if you look at the regulations, the statute that governs the things that the commission should consider when taking action against a license, I submit that in this instance, those criteria do not dictate that you folks come down heavy on Matt Smith. And I would hope that you would do no more than law enforcement has recommended. I think he's been punished enough. Thank you.
Questions, counsel? Mr. Bug, I will be quite frank with you. I think this is a classic case of an individual trying to get away from a net without tagging fish. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I've seen this scenario a number of times. I don't make motions. I think that we have a matrix there in place. But I do believe that the suggestion by staff is very lenient. And what really concerns me is the fact that once law enforcement started approaching, the tagging operation began in earnest. That's what concerns me.
Understood.
Okay. What's the pleasure of the commission? Mr. Zedrin?
Where I'm concerned is, and I agree with exactly what you said, if he had 20 tags or whatever he said he had on board, and he knows what the regulation is, if he used those 20 tags and tagged the fish before he left the fishing ground, and then had the others, and like he said, he's had these other tags in his car or something like that, I think that's a lot different than the fact that he had none of them tagged. And so I agree with you. I don't think it's a question of him going to the car and getting his tags. I don't think he's ever going to plan on using those tags until the law enforcement got there. And that's a whole lot of fish. And I think that is a damage to the resource. And I think that the recommendation is too light.
Further comments? Mr. Tankard?
Yeah, one thing I'll note, in my geography, I continually hear about commercial watermen taking over their limit of these fish while recreational people never get a bite. And it seems to me that there is a lack of respect for the law that we see here and a lack of respect for the resource. It does perturb me, and it perturbs citizens of the Commonwealth to see this. They reported to me. It's not unusual.
Further comment? Mr. Zedrin?
I get a motion to impose a six-month revocation of his license along with a two-year probation thereafter.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion?
Just to clarify.
Yep. Counsel?
You could only revoke the license in the fishery where the violation occurred.
Correct.
Just to be absolutely
clear.
That would
be my motion.
And that would basically be that his tags would not be issued at the beginning of striped bass season as appropriate and would be 6 months thereafter? Is that so that we have the logistics correct?
Yes.
Staff have a problem understanding that? Jennifer, where are you? Do you understand that? Motion second. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. 6 months suspension of his tags for the beginning of rockfish season. Then thereafter that, his tags will be issued. to your probation thereafter. And Mr. Bug, I'll be quite honest with you, and Mr. Smith, I think that's lenient. I still think it's lenient. Okay? Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Next is Joshua Webb. Another case. State your name for the record, please. Ma'am?
Is he here? Jennifer. Joshua Webb?
Yep. Joshua Webb here, present. Webb? Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you give be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, self you God. Thank you. State your name for the record, please, ma'am.
Jennifer Farmer.
The reason I do that, just for the, each case is a separate case, and each case is appealable. So when the record goes, if it goes to circuit court, I need the name of the person, everybody that's testified. So it's not like I forgot who it is.
Okay.
I'll let you know that.
Okay.
Proceed, please, Jennifer. Okay.
Joshua Webb, one new conviction, possession of over-the-limit oysters, 8 bushels. Date of offense, November 22nd, 2018. Date of conviction, January 14th, 2019. Officer Brian Elliott. Here are Mr. Webb's 2019-2018 licenses and permits, and he has no previous convictions. The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of catching at least 50% over the limit of shellfish within its year period should result in at least a 3-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest that Mr. Webb be placed on probation for a period of 3 years from the date of this Commission meeting, July 23, 2019, through July 22, 2022. Any failure on Mr. Webb's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the 3-year probation will result in Mr. Webb appearing before the Commission for a hearing on a license revocation.
Okay. Any questions? Officer Elliott? Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm thank you.
Yes, sir. On November 22nd, approximately 11 a.m., I was on routine patrol in the city of Newport News. I was at Huntington Park. Fishing vessel bearing registration, VA6701, Boy Yankee. I came into the dock with 16 bushels of oysters. I inspected the oysters. The oysters seemed to be what I consider good quality oysters. Looked at them very thoroughly. Went to ask for the oyster license on board. He only had one oyster license. Mr. Webb had that license. There was one other channeled whelk license that one other guy had, but no other oyster license. So I issued Mr. Webb a citation for, or a summons for, over the limit oysters. He was very cooperative.
Questions of Officer Elliott? Thank you, sir.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry.
Mr. Tanker?
Yes, sir.
Was anybody surprised about you checking them and then them being over the limit in such?
Mr. Webb was actually surprised that there was not another oyster license. His testimony to me was that the other guy told him he had one. That's what I gathered from what he told me.
Mrs. Adrian?
Why didn't you issue the other guy the summons?
But he was he's responsible for the boat. He's the captain of the boat, responsible for the boat, responsible for its catch. And he was the one with over the limit, and that's why I chose to write him.
Why didn't you write the other guy as well?
If I can help a little, Mr. Zedrin, the bottom line is in a situation of oystering like that, the captain is responsible for everything that goes on the boat, and it goes back basically to the cull law. If you go back there and start culling, you can't basically charge both persons. You have to charge. The only way that you can do it definitively is to charge the captain of the boat.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Further questions? Mr. Webb, you wish to speak?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Proceed, please.
I was not aware this fellow's name was Josh. I don't know his last name. I saw him the previous year in Saxis, Virginia, dredging with another vessel. No excuse on my part for trusting him when he told me that he had a license. My fault for not checking it comes solely down to my responsibility. Officer Elliott was at the boat ramp on the hill. I pulled in there, thought everything was fine until I didn't know the other guy didn't have a license.
Well, okay. Questions of the commission? Mr. France?
Yes. How long have you been commercially oystering?
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
No further.
Okay. Further questions or comments? If I may, conversely to the previous violation that we had, this gentleman comes, and sometimes I get in trouble doing it, throwing my former police acumen into it. He comes in, obviously not thinking that he's in violation. He obviously assumes, by virtue of the activity that he's seen before with this guy by the name of also Josh. By the way, I wouldn't let the body on the boat. I didn't know if you know the last name.
That's a little goofy,
but anyway.
Yeah. Can I say one more thing?
I don't know if you should. I think you ought not. Make yourself trouble. The matrix in this situation does not take into consideration the record. And I'll just throw that out. Matters before the commission for action and discussion. Mr. France.
Yeah, I think that what he did, he was in good faith. He's working on water. He hasn't had any violations. He was cooperative. In his mind, he did everything he thought he was supposed to do. And, of course, the way things turned out, he was in violation. But if I could make a motion, you know, if we could... I would like
you to can make a motion, do whatever you want.
I would just like to see this kind of like null pros, like let him off and with a warning and go from there if we could do that.
You can, in other words, the motion is to no probation whatsoever. That's which side? No probation.
That's
is there
right.
a second to the motion? Is there a second? Mr. Tanger, is that a second?
I'll second, yes, sir.
Second by Mr. Tanger. Further discussion.
I guess I would have done a one-year probation, but I will support the motion.
Is that a substitute
motion?
No.
Okay. That was discussion.
Well,
I will support
you probably would have gotten a vote for that, but anyway.
Yeah.
Motion made for a warning, seconded by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? No. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Be careful. Don't put anybody on your boat. You don't know who they are. All right. Check their license. Next is Mr. Tony Wheatley. Is Mr. Wheatley present? Mr. Wheatley, come forward, please, sir.
Jennifer okay. Farmer.
Thank you, Ms. Farmer.
Yep.
Officer Elliott, you've been previously sworn. Mr. Wheatley, go testify. Solemnly swear the testimony that you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self to God. Okay. Proceed, ma'am.
Tony Wheatley, one new conviction, possession uncold oysters, 7 quarts, date of offense November 23rd, 2018, date of conviction January 10th, 2019, Officer Brian Elliott. Here are Mr. Wheatley's 2019, 2018 licenses and permits and his previous conviction.
Okay.
The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possessing at least 50% over the tolerance of shellfish within a two-year period should result in at least a one-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest that Mr. Wheatley be placed on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this Commission meeting, July 23, 2019, through July 22, 2020. Any failure on Mr. Wheatley's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation will result in Mr. Wheatley appearing before the Commission for a hearing on license revocation.
All right. Officer Elliott?
Yes, sir. On November 23, 2018, approximately 11 o'clock, I was on routine patrol, Browns Marina in Alawite County. Fishing vessel Gale Lynn came into the marina with harvested oysters from the morning, took a look at the oysters, then informed Mr. Wheatley here that I was going to cull a bushel of his oysters. They appeared to be small to me and appeared to have a lot of shell. After culling him, I found him in violation of 7 quarts, which will be 3 quarts over the maximum amount allowed. Mr. Wheatley was found guilty in his absence on January 10th, 2019. Mr. Wheatley was cooperative.
Thank you. Any questions of the officer? Mr. Wheatley? Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. France?
Yes, sir.
Did they have the 16 bushel limit?
He did, yes, sir.
And can you give me a kind of an idea of what time they were in?
It came in around 11 o'clock, right at 11 o'clock, yes, sir, that morning.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wheatley?
Yes, sir.
Address the commission?
Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I was guilty. It was the first year I had this fellow was with me, and I didn't realize I had heard all good things, that he was a good caller and everything, but I take responsibility. It's my boat, and I'm sorry, you know, what happened, but it never happened again. I'll make sure who I got working for me from now on.
Questions by members of the commission? What's the pleasure of the commission? Mr. Tankard?
I move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion to approve the staff recommendation for 1 year probation. Is there a second? Second by Mr. France. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Please be careful, sir.
All right,
thank you very much. Be careful. Going home.